broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
In these difficult circumstances, the country is passing by.
Mountainous Tibet.
There are very few moments in our
lives. I wish there was a candidate that I saw that would be fantastic.
Take juicy burger.
This will leave a foul taste in your mouth.
That is a threat.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Radio for patriots, by patriots. Every night here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, right wing radio, and proud of it. President Mubarak has resigned. He has resigned. That may be confusing for some people because there was a huge demonstration, and President Mubarak said, all right, I'm out of here. I'm leaving in November, and the vice president will take over until then. Well, he's just flat out resigned. Is President Obama to thank for this? Some on the left think just that. Groupon.com pulls their controversial ad about Tibet. What was that? What did anybody hear about that one? That one kind of passed me by. And President Donald Trump? Well, a new poll ranks the top GOP contenders for president. We'll see where he lands in that. Phil Hendry here, along with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard here in our NewsHour. And this story of Hosni Mubarak resigning and leaving the country is only part of the story. I know that the American people, and don't forget, by the way, folks, PhilHendryShow.com is our website. You can go over for live streaming video of the show with a backstage pass. And we will have, as usual, our show log at the end of each and every show so you can see what you heard or what you might have missed. And don't forget our podcasts. I know that there are plenty of Americans who are confused about the situation in Egypt. How are you supposed to think about this? We have been trained since we were the little tiny people in this country as Americans. We're trained that democracy, above all other forms of government, is not only the best form of government, it's the American form of government. It's what our forefathers founded and tried to spread throughout the world. You know, this thing is really funny. Don't you just love to hear people talk about how America has no business spreading its way of life and America forcing itself? I get a lot of that. From the very beginning, America was trying to influence the rest of the world through the offices of people like Thomas Jefferson, who wanted us to be very active, very active in the spreading of democracy. Citizen Genet wanted us to be very active in the spreading of democracy, wanted us to outfit and arm privateers in our own ports. America, a brand spanking new country. A brand spanking new country was supposed to immediately turn around and get involved in the affairs of not only France, but get itself involved in another war with England. So don't give me this stuff about how, oh, all of a sudden America's out there pushing its weight around and trying to tell everybody how to live and trying to tell. That's what we've been doing since the beginning. You want to know why? Because the world wants us to. Now, let me tell you something about this rush to fall in love with every popular movement. I know the people that are listening to me right now are not stupid. You get it. You understand. You understand that some of the very same people that are jumping up and down and wetting themselves over the possibility of democracy in Egypt keep their mouths completely shut. They turn their backs. They go back to their Starbucks. When you bring up the topic of democracy in Iraq, because I guess that's not a worthy democracy, is it? It was brought about by an American military intervention. It was brought about by George Bush and the WMD thing. And so therefore, as the result of that, philosophically, as a liberal, as a progressive, you can't jump on the side of democracy in Iraq. You turn your back on those people. A great opportunity, a marvelous opportunity, where American resources already are. American money, American companies, where all it would take would be just a little more of a push from the American people themselves, maybe even a little more of a push from the left, these people that are heralding democracy in Egypt, but somehow are deathly silent when it comes to Iran and Iraq. What is that about?
Yeah, I think they're hypocrites. It's good you bringing that up too, Mr. Henry, because people, they just don't, and they come up with the stupidest excuses too.
Like what?
want to just say, well, I don't want to, like you were saying, I don't want to be democracy in Iran. That's none of our business. Democracy in Iraq, we never should be there. But then democracy in Egypt, we should.
Well, there you go. Democracy in Egypt somehow is our business.
But freedom ring, Mr. Henry.
Thank you, bud. Democracy in Iraq and in Iran is our business, too. So when somebody says to me, let's get excited about Egypt, and I'm looking at the face of someone who 3-4 years ago turned his back on the possibilities that presented themselves in Iraq, I realize what kind of bum I'm talking to, man. This is nobody you want. This ain't any friend. Somebody, as minute you turn around, man, they'll shank your back as sure as you stand there. Lying mothers. They talk about Bush being a liar. They talk about the Bush administration or whoever, Republicans or whoever, conservatives, being untrustworthy. There isn't anything more devious, hypocritical, more full of lies, and just absolute blatant and unapologetic hypocrisy than the left. And all you got to do is look at the struggle of Iraq or the people in Iran or any of a countless number of democratic movements around the world. But these guys, all of a sudden, they got married to the Egyptian model. Now, let me explain something. From its very beginning, you know, people love to talk about George Washington. Why wouldn't they? He was the father of our country. He was a great general. A lot of people don't think he was a very good general. I think he was a great general simply because he was a great symbol. He was a great symbol of strength, and the soldiers followed him, and he led them to victory. But as a president, he was a pretty amazing guy. Washington knew that we had to ensure American trade. One of the first things we had to do was we had to make sure that anything we sent from our country made it to the country that we were trading with. Anything that we were manufacturing here or making here or growing here, if we were trading with another country, whether it was England or France or anybody, it had to get there. One of the problems that presented itself in the 18th century was the problem of privateers and pirates. They would go on board and they'd steal what you had. Or you might be boarded by a certain country's navy in the middle of a war of its own, like France and Britain, and you may have your ship boarded and you may have everything impounded, and it never gets to where it's supposed to go. Washington knew that a young country needing money could not afford any of that. So he struck a deal with the British. Yes, that's right. The very country that we had just defeated in a war, in the Revolutionary War, we struck a deal with the British. And part of that deal had to do with protecting American merchant ships at sea so that they got to where they were going. Now, is that a guy taking advantage of, even though we're talking about a monarchy that was hated in this country, despised and forevermore would be, by generations of Americans, teaching this in schools? You know how we were raised to consider kings and queens. They're the worst. Of course, these days we have to worry about kings and queens anymore. But in any event, they looked at monarchy back then the way we look at Islamists or communists. That's how they looked at monarchies. That's how America looked at the monarchy of Great Britain. It's nothing more than a bunch of commies. And yet we struck a deal because we needed it. It was opportunistic. It was everything that any liberal today will tell you is hypocritical. Although any liberal or left-wing president or Democratic president would cut the same kind of deal. What happens to a lot of these liberals is they elect a Democrat president, and then he begins to talk more and more like a Republican because he recognizes, you know, the reality of the world, and they get all upset, and they say that he's drifting to the center. But in the meantime, they still lay claim to anything good that he does. So they get, you know, sort of the best of both worlds there. They can still be a bit recalcitrant and angry and petty about the president. But when he does something good, they can say, hey, he's our guy. But the United States, in the person of George Washington, cut a deal with a country, with a government that was anathema. And so it is today. There are certain things that take precedence. And what are they? Well, one of them is us. We do, our country, the health, the strength, the economy, the society, it takes precedence. And if that means that we need a guy in power, or we need a couple of guys in power, or we need this, or we need that, or we need something else, that's just the way the ball game is played. Now, somewhere along the line, and maybe it was too many war movies out of Hollywood, we got the idea that no matter where, no matter how, America has to foment and instigate revolution against all kinds of dictatorships and autocracies. I wish it were that easy. I wish we could do that and be successful. But we can't. Until then, until such time as we are successful doing that, we have to use those people. And they use us. And if that means that we prop up a Noriega or even a Hussein, that's what we do. There's a big difference between that and a piece of garbage like Hussein suddenly going rogue and freelancing and turning the gas on his own people. And that's when you decide to part companies. And of course, the Gulf War was the major breach.
Let freedom ring.
Thank you. So Hosni Mubarak, this may be in some people's minds a red letter day. I don't really know what it is they're talking. I don't know when a cat like Michael Moore I just saw Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian. I don't understand, man. What is she talking about? You gotta bleed red, white, and or white, red, and blue, and everything. Yeah, but what's she talking about? What do you mean white, red, and blue?
Red, white, and blue, man.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. Look, anybody is entitled to go on Twitter and say anything. Yes, we laugh when Kim Kardashian goes on there because she ain't even an actress, man. She's a model, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Kim Kardashian's a model, and to the extent that models are kind of cool, and what does she think, and this and that, I mean, you know, Christie Brinkley or whoever, but she ain't no actress.
Yes, she is on a TV show.
That's a reality show, man. I don't count that, sorry. Everyone jumping up and down and loving life and loving Egypt, man, I'm really suspicious of that when they kept their big mouth shut about Iraq, kept their big mouth shut about Iran. And Iraq, if you think about Iraq, if you think about the opportunities that were present and continue to be present in Iraq, there's a lot of American resources there. We had a lot of American soldiers there. A lot of American soldiers died for a good thing, for a good thing. Democracy in Iraq, the same thing they want in Egypt. Hello?
Yeah, a lot of them saying, though, that they could have had it without that.
They could have had what? Let me tell you something, man. The time had come. Hussein, the worst day of his life, man, is when Uncatch flew that stuff into the World Trade Center. He should have known. He should have known that was the end of the road for his ass. He probably did, too. I remember the quote from him. He said, now, America, you use common sense. You're done, man. You're done. You should have packed your bags. Well, he's gone now.
Yeah, you're talking to a ghost.
Well, wherever you are, Saddam, man, you should have packed your bags that day. I mean, serious. Packed your bags and got your ass out of Dodge that day. Because it was only a matter of time. All right, more on Egypt. Plus, Groupon is forced to pull some of their advertising after a bunch of loony leftists thought it was insensitive. I can't wait, man. We'll get into it, 877-876-7445 for all of you patriots on the Patriot Line. I want to check in tonight. Check in, baby. World-famous Phil Henry Show and our website, philhenryshow.com. Right Wing Radio.
Phil Henry. For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Always the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, Right Wing Radio, and this is Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, our Patriot Line, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned. We've been talking about it. We have some other things to talk about, but we got to clear up some stuff on this. Hosni Mubarak resigns, and is Chris Matthews a douchebag every day? Or is it just like most days? And does he sound like such a simple-minded bastard. I understand that you're an educated man, Mr. Matthews. I understand that you are you come from a journalistic background, but it doesn't keep you from being self-deluded, consciously brainwashing yourself. And today on Twitter, of all of the dumbasses that were weighing in, and I don't really read much on Twitter. These days I've been checking out the whole Cat Stacks saga, which I'm sorry if there's some radio station program directors who don't know who she is, but like my audience does, so don't worry about it. But anyway, I've been checking her out. So I did read Lindsay Lohan, of all people, Lindsay Lohan. And when I saw her in that tight cotton dress, I'm a big fan now.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a phony.
What do you mean a phony, man?
I am too.
That's all it took, man, you know. I didn't like Lindsay Lohan until I saw her going into court in that tight, in that knit dress. Lord have mercy. Anyway.
That's the sexism.
Ooh. No, it ain't. Because I'm about to say.
God bless America.
I was going to say that. And I'm also going to say.
But Thomas Jefferson ain't got nothing on you, Mr. Henry.
Will you shut up? That it was Lindsay Lohan who tweeted today. She tweeted the following thing. She said, I really want peace in the Middle East, and I hope that Egypt maintains its commitments to Israel. Of all the people that I read, that was that came from Lindsay Lohan. I didn't see that out of Kim Kardashian, who is not anywhere near as beautiful as Lindsay Lohan. Now,
I think so. Thomas Jefferson should take lessons from you.
In a minute, man, I'm going to... So here's Chris Matthews now, and here's a guy that falls all over himself. I don't even think he realizes the caricature he's become. Are we playing Matthews or are we playing Rosenberg? Well, here's Simon Rosenberg, president of the New Democratic Network. He says, President Obama inspired the current events in Egypt. I think that that is unbelievable, man. I'll tell you what inspired the current events in Egypt. Iran inspired the current events in Egypt. Tunisia inspired the current events in Egypt. And Iraq inspired the current events in Egypt. What chutzpah and ego, which is very typically American, it's very shocking, though, for a liberal American to claim such chauvinism. Yes, we, meaning our president. There's a lot going on down there, man. Are you reading the newspapers? There's a lot going on down there. It isn't just Obama standing and saying, you know, the world is a groovy place and you can be free. There's a lot of stuff that's going on down there. Lots. Here is Chris Matthews on MSNBC. No, excuse me. This is Simon Rosenberg on MSNBC crediting Obama with inspiring the current events in Egypt.
What's important to the Americans to understand is how much of an inspiration Barack Obama's election was to people all around the world. The story of Barack from an oppressed class here in the United States to be able to rise to power through, you know, overcoming a tough regime here in the United States has created an inspiring message at a time when young people are looking to be inspired around the world.
What do you mean a tough regime, you stupid ass? Now here is Chris Matthews.
I'm a little bit jubilant now, a little bit frisky, so I'll say...
Yeah, you got something going up your leg.
I'm a little bit jubilant now, a little bit frisky, so I'll say something
frisky.
That'll bother people. But if you have... A lot of the people in this country think the President of the United States is Muslim, which he is not. He's Christian. They think he's foreign-born, which he's not. He's American.
Whatever.
But they have this attitude about him, the people on the right, a lot of them, right? And here he is, and he comes into office in this jubilant situation in Egypt, where the first time in our lives we get to see people from the Arab world in a very positive democratic setting. Not as terrorists or not as people fighting Israel or whatever. Not mouthing epithets against the West, but people like us.
Right. Celebrating.
In a way, it's like it took Obama to have this happen, or it's just so serendipitous.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
I have never heard such. Here's a guy that's looking at signs that say death to America and death to Israel. What is the democratic process? I'm not quite sure, although the president did resign and the vice president took over. But who is truly in power in Egypt? And it's an amazing piece of self-delusion when we look at all the other things that have happened in the Middle East, and guys like Matthews silent. Guys like Matthews would be silent watching someone go to their death to a firing squad if they weren't exactly on, you know, if they weren't exactly the right kind of guy for that moment in time. If it wasn't exactly going to really make for colorful and provocative commentary on a show, Matthews would keep his mouth shut, put his glasses on, look down at his little word processor, and keep writing dirty emails to his mistress while someone went to their death in front of a firing squad. That's the kind of friend you got in Chris Matthews. Thank you.
Mike, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you inspire Chris Matthews, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. All right, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is coming back here on number 877-876-PHIL. That is our Patriot line. If you'd like to join us, by all means. Why are liberals whining and crying over a Groupon commercial? We'll get into that next. PhilHendryShow.com, KFI tomorrow night. Best of CDs, shot glasses. It's all there, baby, at PhilHendryShow.com.
Phil Hendry.
Take Juicy Burger.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. And tomorrow night we're on locally here in Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. But you can watch us on a videocast online at PhilHendryShow.com. Groupon yanks controversial Super Bowl ad on Tibet. I was going to read, there's a story here about Florida wanting people to, if they are jobless and they're getting jobless benefits, bud.
Yeah.
Then Florida would like the people to volunteer, do some volunteer work while they're getting their jobless benefits.
Well, the problem with that is that you pay the taxes in, you know.
Yeah, but the employer is paying half of it. Right, but as Rance just pointed out, the employer may be paying half of it, but they're the ones that laid your ass off in the first place, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference, man. They're paying half of it. People ought to, you know, volunteer on that half.
I got a hard time with it, man. If I paid my taxes in for unemployment insurance and I'm unemployed, then, brother, I think that I ought to be entitled to take that. And I don't care if the state looks at me and says,
who's the wiener here?
I'm the guy that is entitled to it. All right, now enough of that stupid stuff. Groupon yanks controversial Super Bowl ad on Tibet. 5 days after the Groupon.com Super Bowl ad was slammed for being insensitive to the plight of the people of Tibet, which I don't remember watching this, man. Was it Timothy Hutton?
Yeah, that was that old guy.
That old guy. Timothy Hutton's my man. It's my generation, man.
Well, how old is that guy anyway?
I don't know. I thought he looked damn good. I thought he looked like an old version of himself in Ordinary People. Anyway, 5 days after the Groupon.com Super Bowl ad was slammed for being insensitive to the plight of the people of Tibet, Groupon pulled the ad from airwaves on Friday. We hate that we offended people. We're very sorry. We'll never do it again. Oh, please don't hurt me, said founder Andrew Mason on the company blog. We've listened to your feedback, and we haven't really cared about it, but we're sweating bullets here that we're going to lose a lot of money right as we're getting up and running and buying a lot of houses. And since we don't see the point in continuing to anger people, we're pulling the ads. Well, how many people did you anger, sir? Really? I'll tell you how many. About five, and they got a whole bunch of people to call. They got a whole bunch of people to email. They got a whole bunch of, you know. Today, you know, you advertisers, I'm just telling you, and don't tell me you know the research because you don't. You're getting manipulated by a handful of people. You guys pull your ads because of this and that, and maybe you know it, but what's the point of pulling your advertising when it's just three really loud old ladies? The controversial spot began as a mock public service announcement about Tibet and then ended with the line, "The people of Tibet are in trouble." Yeah, they are. Their very culture is in jeopardy, but they still whip up on amazing fish curry. And since 200 of us thought at Groupon.com, we got $30 of Tibetan food for 15 at a Himalayan restaurant in Chicago. All right, anyway, let's listen to these ads, shall we? Oh, you mean you don't want to? These are the Groupon ads that everyone was taking great exception to. First of all, here is the Tibet ad.
Mountainous Tibet, one of the most beautiful places in the world. This is Timothy Hutton. The people of Tibet are in trouble. Their very culture is in jeopardy. But they still whip up an amazing fish curry. And since 200 of us bought at Groupon.com, we're each getting $30 worth of Tibetan food for just $15 at Himalayan Restaurant in Chicago.
Save the money. Unlock great deals in your town. Groupon.com.
I see where they went wrong.
No, that's nothing wrong with that.
No, there is. I see where they went wrong, and I'll tell you in a moment. Here is Brazil featured in a second Groupon.com ad, but it's survived being pulled up till now.
The Brazilian rainforest, one of nature's most lush ecosystems. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hurley. The rainforest is irreplaceable, yet rampant deforestation is threatening this natural treasure. But not all deforestation is bad. And since 100 of us bought at Groupon.com, we're all saving 50% on a Brazilian wax at Completely Bare in New York City.
Save the money. Unlock great deals in your town. Groupon.com.
Now, here's where they went wrong. That Brazilian ad is totally fine because it's gross, you know.
Well, yeah, talk about deforestation. You're waxing some ladies.
Shut up. Don't say.
Come on, man.
But the first ad was bad, and here's why. You see, Phil Hendry and people like me, we do that kind of shtick all the time. But we're not a company that's selling stuff. I don't have hamburgers here. I mean, this is a radio show. In other words, I'm not an advertiser who's buying time on a commercial outlet in order that you buy whatever it is I got, you know, and for me to attract you to buy the stuff what I got, I'm insulting or otherwise I'm engaging in very edgy humor. I thought it was very funny. Don't get me wrong, and that's the kind of stuff we do on our show all the time. But we're not in the advertising business. We're entertainers, and these advertisers make the mistake more often than not. Not a lot of them, but there's just enough of them where they're constantly popping up in the news that they think they're suddenly Groupon.com. They think they're an extension of what? Saturday Night Live? They think there's some kind of a shtick enterprise? What are people going to your business for? Are they going to your business so they can get some laughs? They're going to your business because you offer something that enables people to save money, to have access to different services in a very unique and original way, and it's a new way of extending commerce in the country, in the world, and blah, 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 blah. That's all great. But you don't go about life as if you're some kind of a funny man, right?
Yeah, well, you were talking about lady that time about a brain tumor.
Talking to what?
What did you say?
That when Phil was talking to that lady about a brain tumor.
What brain tumor?
The lady that called in about her kid.
Oh, that was, 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wait a minute. That was the character. That was whoever the hell that was. Jay Santos. I forget who it was. And she brought. That's got nothing to do with anything. That's what we do on the show. Do you understand that that's what we do? That was Margaret Gray.
Yeah. And she's all, the kid's probably faking having a brain tumor.
Right, man, but I'm not sitting here going, hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and here's a lady whose son has a brain tumor, and the kid's probably faking it, so says Margaret. And by the way, would you please...
What about your website?
People go to my website for that very humor. People go to my website for that very humor. They're not going to my website to get something else. They're not going over there to buy catamarans. You understand?
I don't know, man.
Just don't trust me. You don't know what... Trust Phil. I know what I'm talking about. And that's what happened to Groupon, period. If you're going to engage in the edgy world of edginess and like that, don't be too edgy, you know?
A lot of these guys are on edge, Mr. Henry.
This is very true. Fox News poll, Romney, Huckabee, Palin, Trump for president? Huh? That's right. Fox has done a news poll. God knows whether or not it's accurate. And I'm just kidding about that, but you never know. Here's the thing about Fox. I think they're more accurate than most. They're not engaged. I don't know what kind of questions they're asking. Let's put it that way. But this is an accurate poll, I can guarantee, because it's assessing the Republican ticket in 2012. Now, at a conservative political action conference yesterday, Donald Trump hinted that he may have to run because there's no one out there that he feels can do the job. He points out that Representative Ron Paul is definitely not a contender.
I wish there was a candidate that I saw that would be fantastic because I love what I'm doing. In fact, I have a great club that's 15 minutes away. By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Right.
You know what else? I like Ron Paul.
I think he's a good guy, but honestly, he has just zero chance of getting elected. You have to win an election.
Right.
What's wrong with these Ron Paul people, anyway?
You don't have enough. There's not enough. You're loud. Yeah, I get it. You're loud. And I understand that there's a lot of people involved in the Ron Paul movement who are involved in the Ron Paul movement the way some people buy Alex Jones books. I mean, seriously, you know.
No, you can't talk about it like that, man. Ron Paul is not a weird ass.
I didn't say he's a weird ass, man. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just telling you that the numbers don't add up. He doesn't have enough people. He's got a lot of people donating money. Don't get me wrong. But that's different from voting. Voting. Vote. You see? When somebody goes to the polls and drops the little ballot in the thing, man, that's the one. That's the only thing that counts. Not the money.
Yeah, you know, it's funny about that. If money got guys like Ron Paul be king of the planet of Earth and Mars, if you think about it.
What? He's right, man. He's right. I'm going to quote you on that, bud, okay?
Thank you.
If money is all it took to get elected president of the United States, Ron Paul would be the king of Earth and Mars.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Well, maybe it can't be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you listen to you talk to yourself, don't you?
Shut up. All right, come on. Easy. You talk to yourself. Ron Paul is proof positive that it takes more than money. Ron Paul is not a problem. Ron Paul, and Donald Trump is right. Ron Paul's not getting elected. There's a couple of reasons for that, and it has nothing to do with whether Ron Paul is right or wrong. Policy-wise, you know as well as I do that there's an image thing. You got to have a certain image to get elected president. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is the list of Republican presidential candidates ranges from former Governor Mitt Romney to real estate developer and television personality Donald Trump, who we just heard. Who among them do voters think would make a good president? Well, a Fox News poll released Friday, I should say, asked that simple question. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is now at 55%. He holds the lead the same way he held the lead Rance when? Earlier in the month. Remember that poll that had Huckabee out in front? Yes. Huckabee's out in front with 55% mid-January. Now, in second place, and I believe he was in second place the last time too, is Romney. But, and this is what we predicted, this is a no-brainer, so it doesn't take much. Huckabee is at 55, Romney's at 54.
Oh, so he's close. I knew it. See, he's going to close the gap.
Romney's closing the gap, and Romney's going to go ahead. And if you want the honest truth right now, notwithstanding the butchery that I made of the 2008 election when I said it was Giuliani's to lose, I actually did think it was Giuliani's to lose, man. I can't believe that he, Giuliani was not the campaigner that I thought he was.
You thought it was going to be Giuliani or Giuliani and Hillary Clinton.
I did. I thought both of them butchered their campaigns beyond recognition. I thought it was Giuliani's to lose, but hey. All right, so anyway, Mike Huckabee at 55%. And Mitt Romney at 54. Dig that.
Yeah, he's going to go ahead, though?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, he's going to go ahead. Are you kidding? They alone receive a thumbs up from at least half of the Republican voters. They also garner the most support among voters overall, 34% and 33%, respectively. What does that mean, Republican voters overall? Think about men and women, probably. All right. About 4 in 10 Republicans think former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, 43%. They like him. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin at 40%. Gingrich has gone up, too.
Yeah, Gingrich, he went up like a little bit, but...
You talk about a guy that don't have a prayer.
Well, Gingrich's got a better prayer than Ron Paul. But Gingrich doesn't have a prayer either, you're right. Why is it that this is easy for me to see and nobody else can see it?
Because Mr. Henry, you're brought to conservative radio or conservatism's radio, the clear view of it.
Conservative radio.
Yeah.
How is it anybody can seriously say that Newt Gingrich is going to be president of the United States? It's not going to happen. I've got nothing against Mr. Gingrich. I think he's one of the smartest guys that you're ever going to hear, but there's no prayer. He doesn't have any charisma. He ain't the presidential type. And the same thing with Ron Paul. Now, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, right after the 2008 election, The heaviest hitters in the Republican Party said that Sarah Palin was not going to be the nominee. And the reason why she's not going to be the nominee is that they consider her at the highest echelons of the Republican Party to be damaged goods.
Why is that?
Because they feel that the and she's hired a chief of staff today. So she may run for president, but they think she's damaged goods from not necessarily the way she was treated. Nobody did any damage to her on the left leaning and the progressive and left leaner and left wiener people.
Left wiener.
That's what I said. You didn't hurt her. She hurt herself. There's nothing you people said. There's nothing the liberals said that hurt Sarah Palin. Not a thing. I mean, every time they dumped on her, she got more sympathy. No, what happened to her was she was not exactly ready to rock and roll. And I'm not talking about her debates. She kicks ass on just about everybody she debates. She beat Biden's brains in. She beat his brains in. And Biden, he doesn't help himself, you know, with that stupid-ass grin of his. No, Palin's problem is that she hurts herself. All right, next up comes former Governor Jeb Bush, 39%. And then they go on to New York Governor Chris Christie, who's not running, 29%. And that leaves Donald Trump at 23%. Then they get down to Pawlenty and a few guys. But the real serious heavy hitters up here, Romney at 54, Huckabee at 55. Romney's, in my opinion, is the hope. I don't see anybody else that isn't tainted just a little bit from 2008. Coming up is a mom livid. Boy, she's pissed after a school sends her kid to a psych ward, and he's 6 years old.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either, but, you know, mother knows best. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, Patriot Radio for Patriots, and we'll be back.
Phil Henry. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and here on the Radio for Patriots by Patriots, conservative activists at CPAC. These are conservatives that go to this convention and they try to define the parameters of what they're going to be talking about in the forthcoming campaign year of 2011 going into 2012. Now, there's a guy here by the name of Tom Walls. He's a, quote, libertarian-leaning conservative. And that was the first thing that we mentioned. We were talking during the break. What is libertarian-leaning? What does that mean, man? Either you are or you aren't. Either you are or you aren't. Libertarian believes, you don't know what a libertarian is? This is what a libertarian is. You ready? We, the people of the United States, in order for a perfect union, justice, they believe that the government is responsible for these things. Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and posterity. Now that's it, man. And they don't believe that that means necessarily unemployment insurance or Social Security insurance or any of that stuff. They don't believe that all of that stuff is extra constitutional. Libertarians are not into that. They're not into public education. They're not into making laws against victimless crimes. They believe in the legalization of marijuana. They're just a stripped-down, philosophically stripped-down party representing those views. So there ain't no leaning, man. Well, we're libertarian-leaning, but we do believe in... Okay, what do you believe in? So, well, we think Social Security. Well, then you're way, way far away from being libertarian, brother. Anyway, this guy, Tom Walls, a libertarian-leaning conservative affiliated with the Republican Liberty Caucus, he's afraid that hopefuls like former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who spoke to CPAC Friday, are unelectable. Why? Why is that? Neither confirmed a presidential bid. There are a lot of pluses and minuses. To win them over, several prospective candidates are on the bill for this year's considered... Well, get out of here. The only chance you got is a guy like Romney. You know, you better quit screwing around. I almost said the F word, didn't I?
Yeah.
The only guy you got right now is Romney. You keep screwing around with candidates that are unelectable, and one of them is Sarah Palin. She is not electable. She's a good woman. Nothing wrong with her, but she's not electable. Now, what you know, you can wish it and hope it, and you can hold your breath, and you can twirl around three times and wish upon a lucky star and all that wonderful stuff. But do you want to get elected or don't you? If you want to get elected, you want a Republican in the White House, quit fooling around with people that are not going to get elected, that polarize people so much, for better or for worse. And Sarah Palin, you know, has been treated worse than any candidate for any office. She's been treated worse than any public personality I've ever seen in my life, practically, with the possible exception of Hitler. I think that they really, at the end there, they didn't treat him fair.
Yeah, he had to blow his brains in.
I'm just kidding. Mom's is upset after a school sends her 6-year-old kid to a psych ward. He was sick. He was acting up in school. Her son could happen to any school-age kid, according to this lady. He apparently drew a picture of zombies and stick fingers with the word help. Officials did not disclose or confirm the nature of the pictures. They said they were considered a picture. They were concerned about the picture he drew. He said, I play video games and it's pictures from a video game. Dorman said her son suffers from separation anxiety and he's seen a therapist in the past. On the day he drew the disturbing picture, he was upset that he couldn't stay home with his family. Well, they were zombies. Maybe the kid was tired.
I know I do that when I'm tired.
Yeah, I do too, kid. You're all right, young man, whatever this little boy's name is. Okay, don't worry about it. Jack is his name. Jack, I draw zombies whenever I'm tired, brother. It's a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our producer is Jason Rantz, our technical director, Rick Johnson, and Dan Northcraft, our associate producer. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, right-wing radio, the real Phil Henry here, and, of course, on our website. Henry.